In response to At Omani Blog and his ode to a moleskin. O moleskin paper, silky soft, gently lined, pearly pale sheets. In my handbag, I am never without a few items I deem essential to my trade as a reporter. At all times, I carry a Fisher space pen, an Olympus voice recorder, digital WS45OS, and a spare AAA battery should it fail. I carry a camera with a spare charged battery, a 4x2.5-inch moleskin notebook, and a handheld mobile device, usually a BlackBerry. But I often carry an extra regular so-called dumb phone with me as well, just in case my BlackBerry fails. When I first started using moleskin notebooks, I used a diary, sort of a very basic hardcover weekly diary format. And I have since abandoned that and found a much better moleskin diary, which is spaces down one side for putting in your daily notes, dated rectangular spaces, and the other page, the opposing page, is a ruled page where you can elaborate on your plans for the week, or you can take notes while in a meeting, so on and so forth. Fantastic. I also use a type of moleskin for note-taking and interviews and so on. But my very favorite moleskin is what I call the micro moleskin, and I have a special container in which I store stacks of them in case I need one in a hurry, you know, in case I run out, misplace one. Basically, these are very small notebooks, and they're perfect bound, and they are lined, ruled pages, and they are perfect for taking quick notes while on the run, you know, writing down phone numbers, making notes about things, addresses, and so on. And they're also great for storing business cards in between the pages. I find I get given business cards a lot, or exchange business cards, and that they get loose in my purse and float around, and I can put them between the pages of the micro moleskin and they stay there. And the other thing that fits very well in between the pages of the moleskin is the National Rail train ticket. These orange edged printed tickets that come out on cardboard. Perfect. They fit right between the pages, so you always know where your ticket is when the ticket collector, conductor, comes on the train. Anyway, this is my ode to the moleskin. I highly recommend these little guys, and I think they're essential. I mean, if every once in a while a journalism student will ask me for some trick of the trade, and I would always recommend a micro moleskin and a space pen, in addition to the recording device, audio and visual recording devices, I would say that these two old school tools are essential standbys. A pencil is also quite essential, although I admit to not always carrying one. I used to always carry one, but I must say I don't as much as I probably should. But I rely on the space pen, and I assume that its promotional marketing is accurate, and that it can write in almost any temperature, upside down, sideways, you name it.